What an addition to this, fairly soon a roster of that board.
Well, I don't either. You know, I can think about it here, but again, as you can imagine, a lot of names come in here too. Have a check made to see whether you fellows believe that they are deserving.
Well, I think you'll find.
Then I would add, I would think in addition to that, you might have to, might be useful to have an even larger group. Titles are easy to get.
We will.
And I think maybe a group of 100 or so people that I do, so that we have a situation where everybody feels that he's working on this program. Everybody who wants, I don't mean to be loud about that and loses any sense of meaning something. But I think if you go as high as 100 forever, another group, you know, maybe this be not the scientists and the doctors so much, but as the layman and all the rest, you know, that want to get in. Just help.
Well, we'll have a number of task forces that will be working in various areas.
Any way that you can, that you can find ways of, you can have task forces, if you want identification and recognition from this office, you set up one. In other words, you would write a letter or something, you know, or a certificate or anything of that sort, and you say this is a so-called president, because that is very helpful if people feel that they're not, that they're really working for what whoever's in the office, which I think they're all absent. So if you just use the office that I told you when we pointed this to me, you've got the total backing of this office. I mean, actually, you've got the total backing of the secretary and the National Institute of Health. But I think to use it, you just be very free to say, hey, because we are, everybody is aware of the fact that this was an initiative which we announced in the State of the Union a year ago. We have a responsibility. We're going after the money and the budget and the rest. We'll have no problem. Of course, the Congress is cooperating. People, of course, as always, will expect far too much, although we try to keep them from expecting too much. In any event, to the extent that people need identification, inspiration, goading, or any of that sort, and it has to come from here, let it come from here. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You feel free. And when you're talking to people, you can say that we were talking, you're talking to your medical people, your scientific people, you can say we were in this office, that I specifically told you to talk to Afghanistan 5. And I did.
Well,
whoever it is, I told you. I know, there's a way to make it work. And then I knew the way about it. I know, for example, so many is Oxner still living?
Yes.
He's a remarkable man. Or all these folks smoking.
I might take the occasion, Mr.
President. He's an amazing man.
To mention one interrelationship that might prove useful from the point of view of this group and the involvement of people, and another of your initiatives, and that is the work being done to develop a private foundation for the support and organization of a more cohesive national effort in health education. Remember that the late president of Xerox originally,
Joe Wilson.
Yes, yes. And he's been succeeded by Keith Larry of the United States Steel, and they've been conducting hearings around the country on what is the relative effectiveness of the health education efforts being conducted now, and what more might be done, what could be contributed by.
When did they get this to you?
We don't have a report yet. You remember, I think they met with you originally. I remember it was in the summer. Must have been around June or so.
Yeah.
And they've been following up.
Months off, probably.
Yeah, we probably another couple of months. But I thought of it in connection with this question of how to involve people. And certainly, at the point of applying what individuals can do to help protect themselves through the use of new knowledge and availability of tests and so on.
Right.
There is an interface between
this was discussed in considerable length. I remember the meetings in the cabinet room.
Yes.
is a way to get it done, but oftentimes we do not use a lot of talented, able, dedicated people that are in the old organization that want to be used but just aren't being led. And so if you people could just, I think one of your first jobs should be to analyze who is working in this field, which I know you're done. I don't mean just collecting money for the cancer funds and this and that, but what are all the things? I think we really need a catalog of what is being done, a clearinghouse, so to speak, in the field of cancer research. I'm sure there is one available, but we need probably a better one. What are we doing in the governmental areas? What is being done in the universities? What's being done in the science community? What's being done outside? What's being done, of course, by doctors and so forth and so on? There are a lot of screwy ideas.
We need that.
I didn't mention this, but I do want to pull the international group in. I don't know, Elliot, what are you doing? You know how strong I feel like in the space. One of the good things about the space shuttle, just to digress a moment, is that one of the reasons I felt it's worth improving is that when they get that thing set up, it will allow every country in the world to have their own astronauts, because they can ride in it. You know what I mean? They don't have to be. They go up there and do their scientific research, you know, flipping around, whatever they want to do. I agree with that. I'd take a ride in myself someday, but to just think of that, that's there's no other way. You can't have the Japanese and the Germans and the rest. You can't have that. The relationship in one of these space vehicles at the present time is so close and so forth. It's very difficult to train them over treatment over the space shuttle. They can do this. But now in this field, bring the international people in. Will you do that?
Yes.
If they're good people in England or any place in the world, if you fellow feel, for example, that some maybe travel abroad, bringing a distinguished foreigner here, going abroad would be useful to share the information with them and get them to share with you. Who knows who's going to find it? I think this is important. Don't you
know? Mr. President, on that line, helped us put on an international congress at Houston in 1970 with 6,000 people from 72 nations. Gave 1,800 papers. We just completed putting this together as a complete college on oncology in the world today.
Sure.
And we will meet with that group in March in Australia from 72 nations. May I take a message from you that you like to have them join us in the effort?
By all means. Why don't we try to see, and maybe Elliot, you can help work on this. Let's try to see that we can develop something so that we can have a direct contact with the American Cancer Conquest Program. Is one for the world, not just for America.
Yes,
it is one for where we welcome the scientists from the doctors of the world to come here. And that's another thing you can do, Elliot. In terms of our own programs, you know, get a hold of our friend over at Exchange Motors and all that sort of thing. How do I write in?
We do have
that. For example, when I go to this business, maybe not. When I go to China and later to Russia, particularly in China's part, we already have some contact with the Russians. But one of the things that we definitely are going to try to make
and this is
because they're very good and very good scientists, right?
And they may have quite different ways of looking at things than we do. I think that's extremely important for us.
You know, I noticed this about 3 or 4 years ago. There was a Chinese, an American Chinese Nobel Prize winner. And they have a great gift in this field. In fact, their scientific achievement was, the spot was pretty far advanced when the Europeans were still eating each other.
I had recently sent over a memorandum with respect to recent exchange communications with the Soviets on expanded interchange. We have in mind that you might want to announce a new agreement as of your home visit.
I tell you what you might do is to take a look also where it's a much more tenuous relation because we do not have and will not have diplomatic relations in the technical sense with the Chinese before or after the visit. But if there is something we could do with the Chinese, I doubt the Chinese.
There's an enormous interest. I said, I've also sent a memorandum of
that. We'd like so much to communicate. I'd like to have them come and see our way of doing things. We'd like to go see them.
Well, Dr. Paul Dudley White came back extremely interested in, and he and Harry Beecher, who is a leading anesthesiologist, are exceedingly interested in the scientific base for the use of acupuncture for anesthetic purposes. And there is a lot of opportunity and a great deal of interest in the United States. And I recently sent, I think, Ken a memorandum, or somebody over here, maybe it went to Ken and Henry Kissinger, summarizing what we, through our people, think are the likeliest areas of medical interchange with the Chinese.
So, you've already done it. You follow up.
Yes, sir.
See that, you know, kicking around to Hague or, you know.
All right.
Very good.
Well, the legislation that you're responsible for gives us
first, the benefits, whatever they are, of our research will be given to the world. And second, we will welcome the participation of distinguished scientists and doctors from all over the world, whatever their philosophy, because everybody wants to save life.
Just hit that one.
Because that's something that's important. And then you go back and each of you will say, this is the world. Don't you think, Elliot? That's it.
Oh, absolutely.
And great. First of all, I believe it. It helps. So the second part, all of you will be sure to find an absolute, your main clearest. But on the other hand, as a result of what done. We have come this far. I realize that's about what your letter was. I mean, as I understand, you prevented by early examination your education. I understand also that there are various kinds of devices, I mean, chemical and other devices, drugs, which can be effective, that there's at certain stages, there's of course surgery, and so on down the line. But in any event, the thing that people have to realize is that when they hear the word cancer, it does not mean death instantly. It means something. It means a hope, a chance. Not for cure, maybe, but at least for an extended life. So, like what you've been with leukemia, I mean, that's you keep people alive for a while, so they're going to die. But we're all going to die eventually. We're going to die of old age. We're going to die of cancer. The other thing is that I think your report at the end of the year should be, this is the progress we have made. Not how much money you spent, not how many doctors you've got, not how many scientists, but as a result of this, we've done this thing. The second thing I think is that I'd like you to keep in mind, in addition to this international thing, if this works, I mean, if this kind of organization works, it is the kind of organization that we could apply to three or four other so-called major dread diseases. However, I don't want to go down that path, because otherwise you're going to have 100 different organizations like this, and you can't put that much emphasis on, but maybe there are three or four others. Who knows? If it works, and maybe it's a different format. In other words, to the extent that you can develop the type of organization that is constructive, that builds on the existing body of knowledge, that works with the government, or to the extent that the government can be helpful, then that might provide a method we could use in certain other areas, a limited number, you understand, where we might want to make a similar effort. We want to cross that bridge yet, because there were many, as you know, who thought that we shouldn't have even done this, because they said, look, everything being done that can be done, and if you single one out, then it means there's going to be enough attention to the others and so forth. My feeling was, let's single out one that everybody understands, get everybody excited about it, and see what we can do with a massive effort. And then we'll take another. But you see, you fellows have got an opportunity here. You're sort of the first, and your organization, the way you can set it up, how you would list people, clearly apart from the results, can be a model for other things to follow. So I'd like for you to think in those terms, if you were, sir.
Well, Mr. President, this is our number one priority. We'll do our best to improve